Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most ridiculous way you've accidentally injured yourself? Oh, we're talking about this because Halsey, she broke her foot because she tripped over her dishwasher.
I feel like that's a very common way to get injured.
Yes, I have hit the corner of it so many times on my shins that, like, you got to close that door every time you walk away.
Every single time. Plus, you run the risk of, like, breaking the door. It's so fragile and brittle. If you fall on it, boom, it's done.
Is this personal experience?
I'm not answering that question.
I've never gone that far, but we put it up on social media, and oh my gosh, some people have really hurt themselves in ridiculous ways. Melanie said she was camping, and she didn't put her glasses on, and it was the middle of the night, so she went to go to the restroom, and because she didn't see, she tripped, and she fell into the fire booty first.
Oh! I've never fallen into the fire. I've been very close, because there's usually some white claws around when I'm by a fire, but yeah.
Holly said she actually fell off a chair reaching for a box of White Claw.
Yeah, well, hey.
So there's a lot of drunken shenanigans going on here.
My kindred spirit right there.
This is one of my absolute favorite ones. Shaylin said she broke her nose at a Costco, and it's because she had one of those giant packs of toilet paper, and it was stuck in her cart. And so she went to tug on it really hard, and the plastic wrap around the toilet paper ripped, and so her arm flew back, and she punched herself in the face. And there she was. In the middle of a Costco with a broken nose, blood everywhere.
I've definitely accidentally punched myself before that. Dude, I can picture that.
Can you just imagine in a Costco and somebody just starts yelling and you're like, oh, what happened?
Clean up on aisle six.
I punched myself with the toilet paper. Also, I love this one. I know you said you've had something similar happen. Kristen said she popped herself with an exercise band and had to wear an eye patch for a couple of months.
I didn't have to wear an eye patch, but I literally did this yesterday with an exercise band. It just snap back and hit me in the forehead.
You gotta be more careful with those things.
It's hard. They're big. They're elastic. They're restraining. They just snap.
So I broke my elbow in the fifth grade, and it's because I was trying to, like, do a bike trick, which I've always been a very broad-shouldered, sturdy-looking girl.
Sure, you were channeling your inner X Games.
Yeah, but I was like, big girl on a tiny bike. Like, it was not. Like, I should have known better that my balance was not going to hold out.
Yeah.
And so to this day, my left elbow still makes crunchy noises when it rains. So I think we've all got one of those dumb stories. We want to know what yours is. Give us a call, 503-733-5105. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
So I was in sixth grade, and I was on the top bleacher at my school. And at the time, I had a crush on a guy that was on the other side of the gymnasium. My best friend decided she was going to stop out of nowhere. I didn't realize that she was stopping, and I tripped on the back of her shoe and fell all the way down the bleachers and broke my ankle.
And in sixth grade in front of your crush, that's so devastating.
Did he come to your rescue?
Yeah. No, it's sixth grade.
He did not, but we ended up dating for 3 years after, so I mean, I guess it worked out.
Oh, wow.
At least you had a funny story to talk about. I once got my foot caught in bleachers, and now I'm like semi-paranoid about that ever happening again.
Yeah, you just look at your feet as you're walking on them, always.
For sure.
How old are you now? How long ago was this?
I'm 20 now, so this is like 8 years ago.
And it still haunts you.
Yeah, you're never going to forget that. Yeah, I just get this vivid picture of you just dropping down through the bleachers.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, I've broken my ankle probably 4 times since that has happened.
That same ankle?
Yeah, the same ankle.
How? What are you doing?
I was in ballet and dance. It was not a good thing. So I ended up breaking it a lot more times after that. But even those were stupid stories, but that one was just the worst one.
You should probably wear a metal boot.
Well, that, and I always thought ballerinas were graceful.
Apparently not this one.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I super appreciate you.
You're welcome.
One ankle, 4 times.
I know. I wonder if it's just like never healing and just constantly re-breaking.
That happened to my grandmother, but she was elderly. She just kept breaking the same ankle. So her bones were brittle and frail.
Well, that's an uplifting moment here. Thank you for sharing that with us, Mike.
You're welcome.
I hurt my foot trying to get a bat out of the house.
Okay, all the details, because I know this is going to be a good story.
So my daughter thought a bird was flying around the house at night, and I was in the middle decorating cake. I bake from home. She actually said, "Mom, it's a bird. There's a bird in the house." I'm like, so I looked, and she goes, "Oh my gosh, it's a bat," and threw the blanket that she was laying with on top of her head and refused to get out from underneath of it.
This bat's just like flapping around your house?
Yeah, it was looping around living room, dining room, kitchen. It would perch on a curtain rod. So I would try to scoop it because I opened up windows at that point. It was just flying around. So I grabbed the broom, tried to get it to go downstairs where our door was. And I opened the door up, tried to get it out, went up the stairs. Still had my bag of frosting in my left hand. I had the broom in the right hand. I somehow tripped over the broom. Frosting ended up being squeezed everywhere on the floor going up the stairs. And the broom handle flew out of my hand, and I put a hole in the wall. I tried to get up from the stairs and noticed that there was extreme pain in my foot. I yelled to my daughter, "Alexis, I think I broke my foot." And she just yells from the blanket, "I'm sorry." I'm trying to army crawl back the hall to close all the doors. And she's like, "I'm so sorry, Mom." I mean, she's like 16. Anyway, that's my story. Ended up with a broken foot on a walking boot for.
Did the bat ever get out of the house? Hold on. I need to know. There's so many questions.
Yes, actually, I called my cousin, and her husband ended up coming over with a fishing net. And once the bat, he used that plus one of my favorite baking sheets. That's the first thing I grabbed.
Kudos to the guy who saved you. And I would have been right there with your daughter. I'm in my 30s, and I would have been hiding under the blanket, too.
Hey, I would have been, too, if I wasn't the adult in the house.
Man, that's the worst sometimes, having to be the adult. Well, that is literally one of the craziest stories we've ever heard. What did you say your name is?
Martha.
Martha, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much.
Nope, never messing with bats ever again, especially in 2020. I'm done.
I threw my back out trying to get my Spanx on. So it was the ones that, like, you have to put on, like, pants, but they couldn't get up around my butt, so I just yanked them really hard, and it threw my back out, so I couldn't twist to the left for, like, a couple weeks.
I feel the dangers of shapewear, because, like, it can be fabulous to smooth you out underneath a garment, but Mike actually saw this happen one time. I gained, like, 30 pounds, whatever, stress happens, and I was wearing an old pair of shapewear, and I turned just wrong in them, and I think they were too tight, and I ended up getting, like, a Charlie horse across the right side of my abdomen. I don't know if it, like, pinched an organ in the wrong place.
This is true.
Yeah, and I started, like, crying and had to sit down on a bench.
It threw everything off.
Roll the Spanx down, like, over my pants.
We were done for the day after that.
You're not the only one. I've definitely been there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and have a great day.
Thank you.
I didn't know putting on Spanx was so athletic.
Oh, my gosh, because you got to get the one leg in and then the other one, and then you're trying to pull them up. Like, it's a workout just to get in them. But we're talking about, what's the most ridiculous way you accidentally injured yourself?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.